Okay, so we're going back to, now that we traced the origins of Netilas Yadayim and its applicability to Tibbul of HaMashka and its inapplicability to Peiros, so now we're ready to take up some of the, I guess, more practical questions about Netilas Yadayim. Rishonim and Achronim, right? That's why we digress a little bit. We had to know a little bit about Rishonim as what Achronim are, because now we're going to take certain practical problems up about these two institutions. So we're back to Kufayim and Aleph. It's Gufa. Okay, the first wide line. Gufa, Maim Rishon of Echron. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, whatever. Maim Rishon of Echron Uchova, and so I'm Rishos. Fine. Rishonim, Notlim, Bain, Bekli, Bain, Algabe, Karka. So Rishonim, you could wash whether into a Kli, Rashi says. Doesn't mean with a Kli. Because Bekli, Mitachteim, the Kablam. It's whether you do it into a kli, right? Bein al gabe karka, or if you do it onto the ground, right? You need a kli. You need a kli to pour it. But where are you pouring it, your hands into? Is it into a kli or is it onto the ground? Okay, so it says Rishonim, you could do either one. Achronim, in not lamela b'kli. But achronim, you could only wash it into a kli. Okay, some sort of a wash basin. Okay. The Amri La, and there are others who said it, ain't not lim al gabe karka. As they said it the opposite. Not that the first way was achronim could only be into a clay. The second way is no, they cannot be on the karka. So the Gemara said, my benayim, that sounds like it's the exact same thing. What's the difference? There's two options. There's clay and there's karka. So the first one's saying it can only be clay. The second one's saying it can't be karka. So isn't that the exact same thing? There's no, you can benayim kinsa. Okay? So kinsa is like twigs, right? The Rashi. If you put chips, wood chips, and wood chips under them, lamanda amar. I guess we're not that experts in wood chips, so we don't have different words for the different kinds of wood chips. But presumably, it means different types of wood chips. Okay, if you're in the street, you know the difference. Lamanda amar kli. So if you say that it has to be into a kli, hachalav kli, you're not doing it into a kli. And but according to the Shita, well, you can't do it on the ground. This is fine because this isn't on the karka. This is on the wood chips. I guess you have like a pile of wood chips or whatever. Okay. So what's the whole issue altogether? Who cares whether you do it on the ground or in the kli or what's the difference? So it says because there's ruach ra, which is shora on the water when they're on the karka. So if you pour the water of Achronim onto the water, onto the ground, there's going to be Ruach Ra'ana. Okay, so he's referencing the Kamana. I didn't reference you to this, but maybe some of you found it. He's referencing on Amma Beis. Okay? So it says, so it's not a big deal if you didn't see it, but might as well look at it. It says, it's Amar Baye, it's the last skinny line on Kufa Amma Beis. Amar Baye. Originally, Hava Amina, I thought, Haidalo Mashumaya Basroi Al Ara Mishim Zuma. The fact that you don't wash, Mashas wash, Maya Machronim, on the ground was because of dirt. Because it would get dirty. Right? Rashi. Mishim Zuma, he says, Sherechan Masriach, when there's Musas, because their smell, they spoil, and they look disgusting. Right? So that's what I originally thought. Amar li mar, okay, mar, inside it says, Rabba bar Nachmeni told me, Mishun de shayi ruach ra alayu. And no, it's not because of that, it's not because of the dirt, but it's because of the ruach ra. So if you pour the mayim achronim on the ground, there's going to be ruach ra. Okay, there's going to be ruach ra. So what's pshad in ruach ra? Clay, I was thinking what ruach ra means here. Again, I don't really know in specific, but like I think Rabban said somewhere, ruach ra means germs. By a negelvas or something like that. I mean, to me, I think it means it's something to do. You see, mayim achronim is based upon danger, the danger of like the mayim, the melech snomis. I think it means some sort of danger. It's gonna be some sort of danger. Like, I think they call it ruach ra. It's like a spirit, like a bad spirit, because as they, I think the explanation is why do you call germs ruach ra? I call it germs. But the thing is, they didn't know about germs. Right? They didn't know there's such thing as germs. They just knew that when you had this stuff on you, like let's say in the morning, if you didn't wash your hands would end up being dirty. And so I guess like experientially, experimentally, they've linked up bad things happen if you don't clean your hands. So they didn't know what it was. They just, so it says, Ruach Ra, some force out there. Some force of Ruach Ra is on your hands, and they've noticed that if you wash it off, then you don't have these bad things happen to you. But if you don't wash it off, then bad things are going to happen to you. So it's this mysterious Ruach Ra. That's what you coined it. If you don't know what it is, it's Ruach Ra. But they're not, nowadays, with modern science, we know we could call it germs or whatever the case is. It's your hands get dirty, so you wash them off. So I'm assuming here, again, I don't know exactly the science of it, but I'm assuming is that they observe that, I guess, if you get this melsodoma stuff on the floor, then I don't know what happens. Somehow, maybe it's going to start getting around, people are going to kick it around, it's going to get in people's eyes. I don't know. Somehow, again, I don't know in specific, but the way I'm taking it is that it's an extension of the sakana of mayim achronim, you know, of melsodomus, or some sort of force, of some sort of dangerous force. That was involved when you pour the melsodomus onto the ground. And that's why he thought it was because of dirt, but then he was revealed to him. Again, this is something you have to know. So this means they saw experimentally, whatever it is, that the sakana, that it's going to be a sakana. Now, I don't care what sakana. If you want to tell me Ruach Ra means some sort of psychological thing, like, I don't know, there's some sort of, I don't really care. Whatever it is, in terms of the sugya, I think, I mean, I'm not pursuing Ruach Ra now. It's some sort of danger. Either it's a physical danger, a medical danger, psychological danger, whatever it is. But it means that by doing that, there's a danger which is going to be brought to play. Some sort of, something which is harmful. I mean, Ra means it's going to be harmful to you. Some sort of harm. Not because of a halachic reason, but some sort of harm out there is going to take place if you get mayim on the karka. Mayim on the karka. Okay? Again, it's hard to know what it is. It could be they didn't even know what it is. That was my point. Maybe they didn't know what it is. They just observed certain things took place. So they said there's Ruach Ra on the ground, you know? And that would fit in well. That Rabbi, he didn't know what it was. He thought originally it was because of dirt, because he thought, what else? Can't be anything else. It's dirt. It's not right to be dirty, whatever it is. So they said no, but he saw that apparently they observed some sort of ill effects. So that's what I think Ruach Ra means in general. You know, I don't think there's to be anything mystical about it. I think it's just simple. Just to clarify, the way I'm learning Pshat here in this Rashi, and it says Ruach Ra Shora Alehen Keshahin Al Gabe Karka, to me means that the Ruach Ra is Shora on the water when the water is on the Karka. Okay, Alehen is on them, the water. Mayim is plural, like Mayim Tzonanim. You see, Mayim is plural. So it means the Ruach Ra is Shora on the water when the water is on the ground. You're going to wash it onto the ground, so now the water is going to be sitting on the ground, and there's going to be a Ruach Ra which is going to emerge from them and somehow cause some sort of dangerous situation. So therefore, you can't wash it onto the ground, but you have to wash it into the clay. Okay, that's so fine. That's now what's now that, what do we do with that? So how do we analyze the sugya now? So I don't think that's the part of the analysis of the sugya. I mean, again, I'm assuming it's just whatever. But now what's there to analyze? So we have to define the machlokas, right? Obviously, that's what we have to define. So because they have machlokas here. One mandomer says you can't do it on the ground. The other one says you have to do it in a clay. Right, two different things. Now, what's the machlokas? It would seem very difficult to believe that they're arguing about the medical facts here, about the Ruach Ra. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you see, it says that the Ruach Ra is shorling shein al gabi karka. Right? So it's on gabi karka. So then why does the Manda Amar say that you have to do it in a clay? And the kinsel isn't good. I mean, is there danger? Is there a sakana when it's on these wood chips, or is there not a sakana when it's on these wood chips? First of all, though, it seems to say there isn't, because it says it's the Ruach Ra Shorling Kshein Al Gabi Karka. Right? But then the question is, so what's the logic for the guy to say it has to be in a clay? I mean, the whole thing here is that you have to worry about the danger, and there's no danger on the wood chip, so how could you object to that? What's the logic of the Shita who says, Eino Lamela B'Klei? Is that a side question? I mean, we just pointed out, it seems the answer is going to have to be in the direction of saying that it's not pshat, that it can't say argument about the facts. The facts are really it's only dangerous on the karka. But for some reason, the other shita must hold that halachically it's impossible to have a halacha that way, that it can't be on the karka, and the only way he could formulate it halachically is that it has to be in the clay. The question is, why should that be? Well, it seems that either way it would be a valid halacha formulation. What's the difference? Okay, but I just have a different question. Different question is how does halachically where I wash it onto a halachic phenomenon? Like, how is that part of the picture of Netilas Yadayim? I mean, like, I can't say you tell me halacha. Netilas Yadayim is the maisa of pouring something from a kli, that I understand, pouring water from a kli onto my hands. Now, how does the where it's going to go after it goes off of my hands, how does that become a part of the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim? I mean, why don't you say that's separate? That's a completely different thing. It's nothing to do with the Netilas.
Like a separate Isra, you mean? Yeah, like, how does that halachically, but it's, you can't just say just by separate surim, how does it, it's not, it's a separate problem. I can't throw junk water onto the ground. I mean, how does that have anything to do with Natila, with my machor, with Natila? That seems to be, that's after Natila. Now what happens with the water? How does that somehow become, this seems to be part incorporated into the halachos of Natila's my Rishona, my machor, you know what I mean? Right. Like, how is that a part of it? Rishonim is good. Rishonim could do it onto the kli on the karka. It just doesn't make any difference. It's, there's no such halacha. The halacha is you have to pour water onto your hands. Now what happens to them afterwards? I don't care. Whatever you want to do with them, you could save them if you. It doesn't make a difference. So how does it even become a question in terms of the mayim? You know, in terms of halachically, how does that become fit into the halachic thing? Now if you say sakana, so then I could say whatever. The whole thing is sakana. It's, you can't ignore the sakana. You say the whole thing is based upon sakana. So if you want to say that karka is going to be sakana, then I can understand it. Because it's not saying it's halachically like a part. Well, the point is, the whole thing here is sakana, and you can't do it in a way which is going to cause the great danger. The whole thing is to remove a danger. You can't do it in a way which is going to cause a danger. So it doesn't mean halachically it's a part of, you know. But if you want to make it, well, you consider this halachically, especially in this law, you're saying that it's based upon this halachic formulation. Halachically, how does this thing set itself up? Let me phrase the question more precisely. So what is the difference halachically between a netila into a kli or a netila onto the karka? Like, how is that halachically a difference in the netila? How does that make its way into the netila? Right, that's the question. So I was thinking is, so what's the idea of the kli? So the thing is that, like you see, for instance, okay, I'm going to explain this, but you see, for instance, like in the kiyar, they washed into the base, right? They had a basin that she washed into, right? So what I'm saying is that there's a different character of an atila into a kli. It's like, you may call it like a controlled washing. Okay, now there's a difference of just stop pouring water out versus where the washing takes place in like in a controlled environment. It's a different. There's one netila into a kli has a different type, a different character to it. It's a different kind of a washing. See, karka does. There's no difference in karka and wood chips. In other words, there's netila into a kli is a kind of a washing. Netila not into a kli is an uncontrolled netila. Is a, you know, more hefker netila. Whether it happens to be it's onto wood chips or onto karka or onto anything else, kli is an entity which reflects like it's contained, like a contained netila. You know what I mean? So, and that's like, presumably, you see in Kiyar, that was the thing, they had that kind of a netila. I mean, but the point is that that's, within netila itself, that's a category of netilas. There's a netila into the world, and a netila into a kli. I mean, a kli is controlled. So what that mandamar holds is that since the, it's true the danger is only on the karka. That's true, the danger is only on the karka. But this is a halacha. You're trying to make a halacha here and in my machronim. And you can't say halacha is it can't be on the ground. There's no such thing as a netila onto the ground. On the ground, on the wood chips, on this. There's no. It's not a category of a netila. The category, there is a category of a netila, which is almost that, which is a netila in the clay. So the way they made it into the part of the halacha, into the halachic system of my machronim, is they said, my machronim has to be a netila lesochli. Because that is a character of a netila. Okay. And you'll turn out that kinsel is going to be bad, even though it's not really dangerous. But that's halachically the only way to formulate it was by demanding an atila sochakle. Atila sochakle. Alright, so now the question is, so what's the other side? I mean, it seems that's a good argument. So how could you say the other side that it's specifically also to do it on the karka? But there's no halachic formulation of that. See, but I think that's what you guys are saying is good. Is that, that the question here is, see, if this were a normal halacha, then the kli guy would be right. That there's no, you can't have halacha, you can't do it on the karka. What kind of, there's no netila like that. But since this is a halacha, is not an ordinary halacha, but it's chova, right? Remember chova, it's all based upon sakana, avoidance of sakana. So therefore they hold that the structure of it doesn't have to conform to the ordinary halachic structure. What they could say is that since this whole netila is a netila of sakana avoidance, so therefore it cannot be done in a way which is going to be a sakana, which is going to further the sakana. And so it's pshat as they passed karka because that would undermine the whole identity of the mayim achronim.
So therefore, and since this identity is an action of sakana, therefore it could be built in into the framework of sakana. It doesn't have to be set up as an ordinary halachic characteristic in the netilah. Aye, what's the difference in netilah? You're right. And so far as the netilah, there is no difference. But since it's a netilah shel sakana, it would undermine its identity, or shel removal of sakana, it would undermine its identity, that identity, if you did it in a dangerous way. So therefore it can't be done on the karka. So it's only going to exclude karka. So kensa is not going to be a sakana, so it's going to be fine. But again, the other mandamar holds is that that's true, it's maybe based upon sakana. Philosophically, the whole thing is set up because of sakana. But halachically, it's a mitzvah doing a netilah, ma'aseh netilah. So now if you want to tell me, start giving details about it, and say where it's going to be on, you have to incorporate that into the categories of netilah. So the only way to do that is to say it has to be a netilah, obviously. So that's it. Yeah, so you're locked into that. The question is, how halachic does this sakana-based institution have to be? I mean, does it have to mold to the normal halakhic categories in the tila? We say that no, the sakana is really a part of the institution, and therefore, if it's done in a way which is going to be a sakana, it's ipso facto a denial of my machana. A way to look at it is a sakana just a tama davar, but now it's a normal halachic structure? Or do you say, no, the very definition of the activity is a netila of sakana avoidance? That is the halachic definition of the thing. It's a din in Ushmach Talash Seichem. That's the identity of the mitzvah. So if you say it's just a tama davar, but it's so what's a mechayivin? It's mechayivin and netila. Now if you want to tell me kli, so or whatever, now you have to incorporate that into the categories of netila. So you have to say it's until it's clay. But if you say that the very identity of it is a maisa of avoiding sakana, so then you can just say it can't be on karka, because then it would undermine the identity of the maisa.